City episode. This is Eric Louvier. Let's get cracking. I want to talk about something that I run into all the time when I talk to myself, when I'm doing that little cognitive behavior to myself, whenever I'm like writing in my journal like I was just doing, whenever I'm at the gym working out. That's what I just did. I worked out at the gym, and then I have my thoughts, my juices are flowing in my brain, and then I get out of the gym and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna write in my journal. And I can't wait to get home or to the office, so I just write in my journal in my vehicle. It's just, I gotta get it out. Or if I don't have my journal with me, then I type it in my notepad on my phone. But you just got those burning thoughts, and you just gotta get them out and put them down on paper or write them down somewhere, ponder it, revisit it, think about it, and then implement it as best you can in your journey, in your success journey. It's all about learning. Like, this didn't take 3 months for me to get here. This took 20 something years to get here. It took a long time, a lot of failure, a lot of problems, a lot of trying to learn the same thing over and over again before I finally got it through my thick skull to do it that way instead of the other way. It didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of learning. I didn't grow up with money. I didn't grow up as an entrepreneur. I wasn't born an entrepreneur. I didn't like wake up one day and, you know, read a 30-page ebook and all of a sudden I was a masterful copywriter out of thin air. It took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sales letters that I wrote. It took lots and lots of money spent on advertising to figure that out. It took lots and lots of coaching and teaching to figure out that game. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time to get here. And what happens is I got to get it through my thick skull. I didn't make straight A's. But you know what? I see a lot of people making straight A's and getting 4.0s and going to college, graduating, going to grad school, graduating. And they're working at Lululemon, making 12 bucks an hour. I saw this guy, I was wearing my Aggie hat. And he's like, hey, I went to Texas A&M. I'm like, yeah, that's great. You work here at Ace? Ace Hardware? Come on, man. You got a degree from Texas A&M University. Why are you working at Ace Hardware? Come on. You know, like, it's not straight A's. It's not, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is it's not talent. Don't give me somebody with talent. Screw talent. Talent is, great, you got talent. Congratulations, you got some talent. Good job. Talent isn't going to get you anywhere. I mean, yeah, maybe a little bit here and there. It'll grab you a break. You know, but talent is not going to get you there. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of talent that I run across all the time. I ain't making jack squat in their businesses. Super smart people. You know those people who will email you and correct your grammar? And you're like, oh, you're super smart. Yeah, well, what's your bank account look like? What kind of money are you making? What's your life look like? What kind of business you got? So it's not about talent. Don't give me someone with talent. Don't even give me someone with skills. Yeah, skills pay the bills, but it's not just skills. That's not what I see that makes the big difference in people. That's not who I want on my team. That's not who I'm going to hire. Oh, you got these skills. That's great. I'm going to go to war with you in this journey called business, this game we play called entrepreneurship, online marketing, coaching, owning your own agency. Because you got good skills. That's only going to take us so far as a team. Your talent, your skills is not what it takes. Because I see a lot of people got a lot of talent. Like online marketers got a lot of talent. They can write copy. They can drive traffic. They understand the game. They can do coaching. They can create courses. They can recruit affiliates to promote for them. They got a branded name in the marketplace. They got a little bit of a following. They're making money online. Good money. Maybe they're making six figures. They don't have to have a day job. They could make money out of thin air if they just try hard enough. And then, like, they come to me and they're like, I want to make more. I want to make money like you're making. Why am I stuck where I'm at? And here's the thing. And I got to tell myself this all the time. The problem here is not talent. The problem here is not skills. It's not knowledge and abilities. It's not wisdom. It's effort. It's discipline. You give me somebody that's courageous. You give me somebody that's escaping comfort zones. You give me somebody who's putting in the effort. But more than that, not just effort, but scheduled, disciplined, militant type effort. As best you can possibly get it there. In other words, if we just rely on talent all the time, then we're going to stay pretty much where we're at, right? I know I could just like send an email to my list and make money. I know that I could just like fire up some ads and make money. I know I could make some social media posts here and there and make money. I know that. My subconscious brain knows that. The laziness within me knows that. Okay, the underachiever side of me knows that really well. Oh, Eric, you're going to go to Disney World, need to make a little bit of money. Just send a bunch of emails out this week and make some cash. That's a nice place to be, and we take that for granted. However, that's relying on talent. Like, I'm a good copywriter. I know I could craft a good sales letter, you know, get it out there to the marketplace or get it to my reach at least, and make some money, pay the bills, and move on. And that's dangerous. That's real dangerous. Success is dangerous. Okay, like, but that didn't happen overnight for me. You know, I was hungry, disciplined, worked hard. I was obsessed. And then I got there, and then it's like, you know what? Chill out. I got here. I arrived. So all I got to do is just send some emails out to my list and make some money. And it's all good to go. Let's go. That's not good enough for me. This is something that I'm teaching myself. I'm sharing it with you. Is talent is not good enough. You need effort. You need scheduled effort. So for me, my baby is my phone with the calendar on it. If I book something on my calendar, my wife gets it on her phone too because it's connected. It's like I got an appointment with Ricky Bobby at 2 p.m. My wife knows I got an appointment with Ricky Bobby at 2 p.m. We can schedule our work. And if she needs me to go to like a school meeting or, you know, do something, then she puts it on the calendar or gets me to put it on my calendar and we schedule it like that. The more I do that, the better I am. The more successful I am, the happier I am, the less stressed out I am, the more relaxed I am because I know my schedule. If it's not on the schedule, it's not going to get done. It's like I put it on my schedule. Like I got a call today. I forgot all about it. But you know what? It's on my schedule. I'm like, oh, I got that call today. Oh, yeah. So we rely on talent. I get a lot of marketers and agency owners, and they're just relying on talent. I'm like, you're just relying on talent, man. Like, you're not putting in the effort. You don't have scheduled effort. What happens is when you have scheduled effort is you end up doing the things you don't feel like doing. You know what I mean? Like, if I have a scheduled, you know, appointment at the gym with a personal trainer Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then like it's scheduled. I'm going to be there, you know, because I'm going to feel like a jackass if I call up the, you know, trainer and say, I can't make it. Yeah. You know, make some excuses. Then, you know, like it's scheduled. Maybe if I do that once, okay, but, you know, a few times, no. So you schedule it, you know, and you got to rely on that discipline. You got to put in checks and balances and, you know, I'm just talking to myself and you're just here for the ride. But, you know, you got to have checks and balances. You like scheduling food. Like a friend of mine, he schedules all of his food. Like if it's scheduled like out for the whole week. He's like, on Tuesday, I eat chicken and broccoli and, you know, I get a piece of gum for lunch and then... Wednesday night, I'm having spaghetti with, you know, salad. You know, like, it's all scheduled out. And it's, like, pre-cooked. A lot of it's pre-cooked. He cooks a bunch of chicken breasts. You know, he puts it in the refrigerator. He has some barbecue sauce. I mean, he scheduled out his food. I'm like, if I did that, I would lose. Exactly. Exactly. I'd lose a bunch of weight. So it's like people come to me. I'm making $150,000 a year, but I really want to make, like, a million. I want to reach that $1 million a year level. Yeah, but you're relying on talent and you're relying on your comfort zones. You're used to just recruiting affiliates to promote your $7 ebook, and now you want to make $1 million. Well, guess what you need? You need a high ticket offer. You need to get more high level prospects on the phone. You need a system. You need to be disciplined. You need to get the traffic and leads coming in and not just doing what you've always been doing and relying on what you know. You got to stretch yourself, learn new things, get around new people, hire a new coach, get a new course, go to a new mastermind. You know, have some real key relationships that you build up and you can talk to these people and figure out what they're doing. If they're already where you want to be. So I use my calendar. I mean, effort wins every time. Scheduled effort is going to trump talent every time. Scheduled effort is going to defeat talent every single time. That's who I want on my team. Don't give me talented people. If they got talent, cool. Don't give me people with a bunch of skills. If they got skills, cool. Don't give me any of that stuff. Straight A's, certifications, degrees. I don't care about any of that. I want that person who, A, is courageous, because courage is what wins, especially in an entrepreneurial world. Courage to escape your comfort zones. Effort, that person is just going to work their butts off. Effort, and then scheduling, discipline, accountability. Effort wins every time. So anyway, what does that look like? Well, what are you doing? Are you building your brand every single day? What are you doing? Is it scheduled? Do you have something that's producing content that's putting it out there? Are you running ads every day? Is there check and balances? Are you creating new content every day? Are you recording podcasts? Are you recording YouTube videos? Are you building an audience? Are you adding content to your Facebook group? Are you building a group? Are you building your Instagram following? Is it scheduled, or are you just kind of reacting? Is it proactive or reactive? Is it scheduled, or you just kind of do it when you feel like it? That's the differences. Okay, that's it. All right, so if you want to meet with me, you want to get on my calendar, you want to get some stuff going, you want to generate more revenue, you want to add another $100,000 per month to your bottom line without adding more effort, you go to ericmeeting.com. Ericmeeting.com, fill out the form, book a call. Let's get you cracking. This is Eric Louvier. We'll see you next time. He gone.